Hello.
Hello, my name is Paris, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you today?
Oh, yes, is this the gadget?
Yes.
Okay, I was just wondering, I gotten two charges on my card. I was wondering what those were for.
All right, could you provide me with that zip code, please?
It is 87123.
Okay, and that first and last name?
Michelle Harvey.
All right, give me just a second to pull your account up.
Thank you.
Okay, I did locate your account. Could you verify that address, please?
300 Dorado Place Southeast, Apartment Q, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87123.
All right, give me just a second to let these transactions load. Our computer is slow today, so it will take up to about a minute or two.
Okay.
All right. All right, ma'am, I did locate your account, and you said you were charged $67.32, correct?
$67.32 and $5.74.
Okay, so you were charged $5.74 for a crusade. Let me check that out. Yes, for a, that, those are what's the word? Cookware.
Right.
So you did pay $5.74 for that, right?
That's what I thought. It said I thought it was from Kohl's actually, and then I learned that you guys aren't Kohl's. But and then it said $5.74 for the shipping and handling. So I just let it go. And then today I saw a charge of $67.32, and I'm thinking, well, what's that for?
Right. Okay. So with the $5.74, that was a trial period. So that means that you got the cookware set for free.
I never received it.
Wait, let me locate this. Okay, excuse me, ma'am. I'm sorry. You entered a contest to win a free cookware set.
Well, see, it said I had won one, and then after it took my credit card information, it said, well, it said it was for shipping and handling, and then once it took the information, it said I was entered in a contest, and I thought, oh, great, got scammed. And then I said, oh, well, it's just 576. So
yes,
76.32 was, yeah.
Yes, the $5.74 just was just so you can enter the contest. And they told you that you won. And that what they mean by that is that you want to enter the contest. So, like, enter to win. And basically, it's a trial period. You pay after when that trial period is over, you pay $67.32 to remain your spot, to keep your spot in the contest.
Oh, yeah, can you go ahead and take that off, please?
Right, okay, well, give me just a second to speak to my supervisor and let me see what I can do about this situation.
Okay, thank you. That's funny.
Okay, ma'am, I just spoke with my supervisor, and the most I can do right now is a 50% refund.
Oh, I don't mind paying him a $7.74 because I guess that was my stupidity. But $67.32, they need to go ahead and take that off.
Yes, the most I can do is 50%.
Can you speak to him again? Because I think this is a scam, and it's kind of ridiculous.
Okay, ma'am, hold just a second for me, please.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I just spoke with my supervisor, and the most I could do right now is a 75% refund, meaning that you would, instead of the 60, I'm sorry, give me just a second. Instead of the $67.32, you would be getting $50.49.
Ma'am, can you tell him I'm on Social Security and I have insurance and bills to pay? And if this is not cleared off, I'm going to have to call the Better Business Bureau, the news station, whoever I need to, because I'm a senior citizen and I don't need to be scammed. So please have them take the whole thing off, because I don't want to have to make an issue of this.
Okay, hold for just a minute, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Okay, ma'am, I just spoke with him once again, and he did give me permission to offer you a full refund of the $67.32, which would be located in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, that'll work. Thank you.
Can I provide you that cancellation email?
Sure, yes, please.
Cancellation ID, I'm sorry. It's C as in Charlie, 263-472-158. And I also canceled the account so this will happen again for future references.
And I'm sorry?
I said I also canceled your account so this will happen again in the future.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day. Thank you for calling customer support.
And sweetie, you sound like a very nice person. You should not work for a scam place like that. You
thank
sound like a sweetheart. That's a bad place.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you. Have a Merry Christmas, sweetheart.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.